Last night, New York County Council approved a feasibility study which authorizes the Planning and Development Services Department to prepare an ordinance and program to create a stormwater utility district. New York County Councilman Michael Johnson said that he walked into the workshop a few weeks ago not in support of a stormwater utility district, but then left a believer.
I was amazed at all the tools underneath this that were going to allow us from growth and planning and just to be able to enforce our own ordinances in a better manner. I'm going to support this and would encourage everyone to support this so we can move forward. This is not a tax just to have tax. This is part of the ability to control what's happening in our area and in the unincorporated parts of the county.
Councilwoman Christy Cox is in favor of revising the stormwater rigs and increasing fees and fines to those not following existing rules, but she's concerned about council assessing another tax on folks, knowing that the general fund has been used to do what council is doing now.
Unless there's going to be a line item reduction in the budget that basically eliminates that from the budget, I don't see how this would not be double taxation on the folks in our community.
Councilman Johnson said that what bothered him is the county is spending $900,000 out of the general fund, but is expected to increase to $4 million per year.
When you're now talking $4 million at $1.3 million per mill, well, there's you almost a $3 million increase that this council will have to pass just to maintain its current utilities.
Council voted to move forward with the study on a 6-1 vote. The planning department will now approach council with an ordinance at a future meeting. Council also awarded $50,000 to Crossroads Consulting Services for York County's feasibility and economic impact study for a multi-use agritourism facility.